It's a little hard to believe that we are not that far away from Lent. Of course, the good news about that is it means we're also hopefully not so far away from spring. And today is just a taste of that. And our scripture readings for the last couple weeks, as we are moving towards Lent, have been reminding us of God and who God is. And maybe just as important, who we are in relation to God. And our scripture readings this morning continue that. They focus primarily, both Isaiah and the Psalm, on God. The power of God. The majesty of God. God as the Creator. And this is one of those beautiful days that I would encourage you as you are reveling in the beauty of this day, and it looks to be a beautiful day. Remember the one who made this day, our Creator, the one who made mountains, the one who made all that is. And yet, both these readings go further than that. Did you notice both readings are in the present tense? The psalm, for example, that Neil just read for us says, God heals the brokenhearted. Not healed, but heals. God makes the mountains bloom with green. God sends frost and snow. God feeds the animals and the creatures, even the baby ravens. These are present tense. God is not like a divine watchmaker who just winds up the universe and steps back and lets it go. God is powerful and strong, but also active right now, right here in our world. God is the one who changes the seasons and sometimes, unfortunately, changes them back. God is active. Right here, right now, in our world, in our lives. That's one of the messages of these readings. God has not wound up the world and stepped back. God is right here, feeding, healing, changing, moving. And that is why Isaiah then talks about idols. Unlike God, who is powerful and active, humans in the time of Isaiah would fashion idols for themselves and worship them out of wood, out of metal. But just because we don't tend these days to melt down our jewelry to make the image of a calf doesn't mean that we don't as well set up idols. An idol is anything, anyone that we put in place of God, that we look to save us. We don't fashion them out of wood and metal so much anymore, but I'll bet you could think of some people, some institutions that human beings lift up and worship and look to and focus on. I think particularly about people. I mean, even though, as our scripture readings today tell us, God does not treasure power and might, the strength of the horse, we do. We lift up the powerful and the rich and the beautiful, the Bill Gateses and the Warren Buffetts and the politicians, and God forbid, the Kardashians and the Miley Cyruses and others. And that's what draws our attention and our focus, these people or institutions, human institutions that we look to and think might save us. If we just elect this person or party, if we just had the money or the power of this person, And we then make idols out of people and things and institutions other than God. And we focus our attention on them. And that's idolatry. And meanwhile, we are forsaking the God who is powerful and active, creator, sustainer, redeemer of all of us. And there's also a wonderful perspective in these readings. Did you notice the line? It's talking about God and the world, and it says, the inhabitants of the world, this world that God has created, the inhabitants of this world are like, what? Did you hear it? Locusts, grasshoppers. I mean, in the scheme of things, we are nothing. We are little. We're like bugs, or as John Calvin would have said, we're like worms. Or we're like the flies that gather up here, you know? They're just a nuisance. That's what we are in the scheme of things, of this amazing, incredible universe that God has created and God keeps running. We're like locusts. And yet, did you also notice, God doesn't treasure the powerful and the rich, but God does treasure those who honor him. See, our hope is found in recognizing two things: how insignificant we really are, and how incredibly loving God is. And if we put our trust and our faith and our hope in God, God treasures us. Remember, God is involved with the care of the grass on the mountain and the feeding of even the baby birds. So God certainly will take care of us and treasures us. And God treasures the homeless person as much as God treasures Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and, God forbid, Kim Kardashian. If we put our trust in God rather than anyone else or anything else, God treasures us. God doesn't care how powerful you are. God doesn't care how rich you are. God doesn't care how beautiful you are. God loves you if you love God and each other. That's the perspective of these readings, and a wonderful perspective for us to be reminded of again and again and again. Two things, really, in which we find our true hope. One, that we are never as wonderful as we might think we are. But on the other side, the more important side, God is always more wonderful and greater than we could ever imagine. Enjoy your day. Amen.